Just two guys out for a walk. Two guys walking. Look at these guys. One guy putting on his gloves. The other guy, hand in his pockets. Walking guys. That guy says to the other guy, "We're walking." The other guy says, "Yep." The guy says, "Remember all those people we killed?" And the other guy says, "We're just keep walking. Just keep walking." "But can't you hear their screams?" he says. And the other guy just kind of slowly shakes his head and they keep walking. Apparently on this side of town, it's still foggy. Weird. I did not get what you would call a great night's sleep last night. I just had trouble getting to sleep. All right. Let's see what's on the radio. This is my iPod, not the radio.
Waking up with me, make me a part of your morning. I'm not Romaine, ear candy. Remember, you can watch what happened live with YG in studio. Subscribe to Renato Romaine TV on YouTube. Remember, success is contagious. If you want it, then surround yourself with successful people. Happiness is contagious. If you seek it, surround yourself with positive, joyful things. Just don't hang around people that don't want anything out of life, because that too is contagious. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's what you make it.
What?
Thank you, man.
Incredible song.
That was big. Sheesh.
Donny Osmond, his new album.
Check another one off.
60th album. Like,
60th album.
Check another one off.
Yeah, Donny Osmond.
For real. Like, when you're talking to people, who have you sat down with? You run through?
I thought you was going to ask me the name of him. I was just perplexed right there.
Just check
Donny Osmond. Donny.
Yeah. Yo,
D.O. I call him Duke.
Oh.
Like D.O.?
Yeah. That's your dude?
Duke. That's my dude. Donny Osmond. Oh, I'm sorry. Donny Osmond. Marie's brother, you know. Anyway, BJ the Chicago Kid.
He was awesome.
Mafia, look out for that project as well. 2 nominations, Grammys. Jasmine Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that girl got bangers on her album.
A lot of church in this way in the morning show today.
Yeah, man. Pick up her project. It's out today.
Yeah, reality show.
Reality show of Jasmine Sullivan. Tomorrow, so Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong is coming by.
So now we're going from church to drugs.
Yeah.
All right, he's going to be in here with that loud
balance. Mr. FAB is going to come by.
Hell yeah.
From the Bay.
Already obligated to 5 Finger of Death.
And he's mad, too. He's mad because he has a battle coming up with Arsenal, and it all started here on this show.
Love it.
And there's a lot of people doubting that he's going to be able to hang with Arsenal, so he's going to come up here and talk some crap.
He got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, man, that's tomorrow. And we're going to have him do a 5 Finger of Death. You know he's going to come to shred it. Every time he came up here, he bled the mic, left the mic. You would have to change mics.
Yeah.
Right? Tracy G, how can they reach you?
Twitter, Instagram.
That's you.
It's Tracy G, I-T-S-K-R-A-C-Y.
Great.
That's because I interact. I'm not just here trying to rack up on followers. I will communicate with you right back.
okay, I'll do all those things, I guess. Luke asked real nice, so... One for fun. Why? Oh. Run's house must be pretty fucking disgusting. He set the trap for rap that's crap. It's Run's house. Like, don't trap. You're just trapping all that crap rap in your house? Take that shit outside. This Prius has a fucking wine.woot bumper sticker on it. So fuck everything, I guess. And now I'm gonna be stuck behind it for like an hour or something, because traffic sucks.
Devil. lover gave it the first light. The grin shows a trick up a sleeve. Oh. What a tangle web they weave. Deceive is stupefied through fable. Say let's make a deal at the dinner table. Put you on tour, put your record on wax.
Trust me.
Sign your life on an X. Your exit exhaust. But what you really get a box of new ports and Puma sweat. Damn. Text feeds and friends upon emis to give a gas face and drink from a thermos. So broad could at you with a clipper. Gas face giving. I bet to differ.
Pete, that was real tough, man, but I gotta get serious now. Hey, yo, Don, step to him again.
Everybody, MC Search.
Black Cat has bad luck. Bad guys went black. Must have been a white guy who started all that.
Make the gas face.
For those little white lines. My expression to the mountain is blue eyes, dip on my face. And shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black, but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Done.
A special appearance by KMD's Sev Love X.
A cast piece. Can either be a smile or a smirk. What appears a monkey wrench to work was clockwork. Perkins is good to the rim of my cup. Don't tempt me, you're empty. So fill her up as I'm talking cornmeal cocoa. It's a logo. Cash a credit for a letter as a no-go. KMD and third base is just acing a hole. I mean soul. So make the cast piece. Another gas face victim.
There it is, yo, fellas, man. Why don't you step to the mic, man? Hey, yo, good looking out, Don, man. Peace. Punji. Yo, who gets the gas face?
Gotta wake up.
And learning her, man. And at the same time, burning her, man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah. Dr. Dre approves. Yeah.
Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chump, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and Dre creeps.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught because my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. We
the producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know and I know I pull some old funky shit. To add to my collection, this election symbolizes don't take a toke, but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do. It's like this and like that, like this and it's like that, like this and like that and it's like this. And who give the fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. Getting funky on the mic like an old magic collard green. It's the capital S-O-S, the pressure, double O-P, D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimpin' hoes and clackin' a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit. So Trey,
what up?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that shit?
Gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumpin'. City of Compton.
Where it takes place, so I'm at your attention. Poppin' like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynchin'. Droppin' the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, say your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, doggy dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on to the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this, that, and this, and it's like that. Like this and like that, and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill till the next episode.
Random send dog noises. Send dog soundboard.
Garden out in the dirt, roll around, that's the way that I
top of my escalator. More new music being played.
Did y'all like that or hate it?
Join the hip hop music meeting.
Log on SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation.
My game, Dracula, man, I get my.
Oh my god.
Looks like the case of just too many gold chains.
You kind of look like a fucking statue.
How the hell he went to the bathroom with all this stuff on?
SiriusXM.
Running this station, this groove station, this is exactly the type of shit I would play all the time. Stuff that would go on to become recognizable hip-hop loops. Something that people can listen to and go, oh yeah, that was sampled in that other thing. Every track. Kwame sampled this bit. Come on, do it, Bart. Song's about fucking.
Yeah.
Never be Chase, never be Dodge, never be Snoop nor Trey. You ain't get killed in Vegas or hit a suburban nigga Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't cry tears. I just be minimal purpose. Like Blast, 2014 like Blast, then I get another magazine like Blast, then I hear a nigga get black. Hit them all when they try to kill my block. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the little guy, the last that would try to pass a good job. It shines for black people, then I need a 10-second drop. So bitch, yeah, what's up?
Something to brag about. I went to Instagram, and liked every photo you put up. No, that's something crazy people do. I don't know what the song's about.
O-V-O-R-I, O-M-O-R-I. Refs have been my niggas from the Scarborough side. Don't fuck with them, my hollow tips will fly. I don't have to lie. A lot of people say it in a song just to say it, man. I'm not the type of guy. Hit me on the cell. I just might bring you to the city. Say you won't starve, but you can never tell. I'm trying to break you out of your shell. You just turned 21 like Adele, that's good with me. I put my business on hold. Let me turn up the phone. Let's explore the unknown. If you're not drinking with me, you force me to turn up alone. No peer pressure, I just know you like to get in your zone. You say that you rather smoke. Well, let me call up Obi's room and tell him roll up a cone. I know he probably got that extra special. I never second guess it. How's Villanova? What classes you taking next semester? Bitch, she like, fuck the small talk. I'm not here to discuss extra credits of my professors. No time for funny stories. It's funny how she shows up late but always comes before me. We both young and misguided, but that's another story. Yeah. More rest and sex is all a nigga needs. And a lifetime of stress trying to put my mind at ease. I'm not looking at the phone, too much shit been going on. But while we got this moment of peace alone, girl, we should just get drunk.
Great song. Is Waka Flocka Flame really from a place called Grove Street, or is just this just his fucking San Andreas ode?
Yeah,
shit. My weed keep yelling, so give me some and be quiet. My breath is on a ride, the girls get excited. All I'm gonna try, I'm like, when I try, my sweat they wanna buy, my juice they wanna try. Club going stupid.
It's a really questionable sign. It says, caution, change ahead. We fear change. It's like, what changed? Is there a new tunnel? Is there a bouncy castle that I gotta like look out for? Are there people in the road? I mean, I know it's the new barrier on the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm not crazy, but so much fog, I can't see the toll plaza, and I'm like kind of right up on it. Man, shit is crazy. It's like pretty impressive.
Feeling like this, oh,
That song's terrible.
Elves as far as I can see. And they're filled with your money. So much money, you start to realize this isn't tax season. It's refund season. And nobody gets more of your money back than Block.
14 and counting for Sting and his Broadway musical, The Last Ship. You know, back in the fall when it opened, ticket sales were like, so-so. And in Broadway, I mean, if you don't kill it right out of the gate, the chances are that you're going to be shut down. And it's a really tough racket there on Broadway. So Sting said, you know, I've got one more secret weapon I could pull out, and maybe it'll work. And that was to put himself in the Broadway musical. So it worked. It's a hot ticket now. Will it be after his departure next week? It's only with the production on stage as part of the cast until January 24th. The Last Ship continues over at the Neil Simon Theater. And I'm Christine Stone on Sirius XM Classic Rewind. Let's do Roxanne.
This tunnel, this dead spot, this traffic. Someday the radio will come back on. Come on. It's really thinking about it. Showing the logo for the station, then it's flipping over to some other shit, and it's freaking out. Fuck yeah. Maybe someday, Nickelback. Maybe someday. Canadian rock stars. How about that? We'll settle for Canadian rock stars. Like, I don't know, Rush or something. Sum 41. Write a song that's like an 8-year-old or like an old man, like, or a cop's view of being a rock star. The low god of drug dealer on speed dial. Yeah, it's fucking edgy, man. Don't want to be in this lane. I've solved both these problems. this is this song is a remix of Commodore 64 music. That's pretty ridiculous. I'm trying to remember what the game was with the current crafts, whatever, 4,000, the Zombie Nation thing came out of. It's like some really innocuous name, like Gareth Goes to the Cleaners, or, you know, it's like some, that's a great name for a game, by the way. That's a great name for a fucking ZX Spectrum game, Gareth Goes to the Cleaners.
Sam.
The Tupac 50 Cent joints. Yeah, everyone loved all the stuff that Tupac and 50 did together. Those guys were real tight.
Is uncorking the new year with 3-day passes to Bottle Rock.
Hey, we are Imagine Dragons.
Give it up for no!
Win your way in all January with 21 song non-stop blocks. They happen weekdays at 10 a.m., 5 p.m., and 10 p.m. It's Napa's premier music festival featuring Live 105 alumni Imagine Dragons. No Doubt, Foster the People, Passion Pit, Capital Cities, and many more.
What the fuck is Live 105 alumni? There's some bands that we used to play on our radio station before we realized they were totally fucking lame. Like Imagine Dragons, they're alumni.
If you have a sleep train what? Mattress and you went through the sleep train experience, trust me, you will be telling people because it is just that great. And I didn't necessarily buy into it before I went there and I met them. And before Allie was yapping on and on and on about how much she loved her movement.
Yeah, about base. Jerry, man. Jerry's the guy who helped me.
I didn't have a Jerry at my place, but I had a Steve and I had a Brenda. It was like the whole cast of 90210, my first name. And they were fantastic because they didn't put any pressure on me. They didn't know I was some big radio superstar because I'm not.
No.
I left my heart up when the rest of me is down. You and charming, even when you're not around. If there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down.
Take a
take a final look at the streets before I do that. So Lady Ray's got the latest in traffic. What's up, mama?
Son of this look at traffic is brought to you by WesternUnion.com. Still got about 15-minute delays on BART between Daly City and Colma. Over to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza traffic, they're still moving slow from the maze. 80 West backed up towards San Pablo Ave. You got delays in Hayward because of a stall. 92 West after Clowder, and then over to Oakland. Look out for that stall. 580 West at Keller. I should look at traffic on 106 KMEL.
I'm still stuck on the Clint the Cousin Slayer, bro. Oh my God. Y'all are so special, and I love you with every inch of my heart. It's amazing. I appreciate everybody who calls up. I wonder if they were on a Sleep Train mattress when they was doing the
God damn it.
Blight, a.k.a. Brian Christianzino, and he has a new album called How to Die in the North, and it's a storming yet floating track at times that we're going to hear, blending 70s rock and dream pop. It's called You Should Have Gone to School, and it's the album opener on that new album. We'll then hear from Niall Galvin. He is artistically known as Only Real, and he has a debut album called The Jerk at the End of the Line. The track that we're going to hear from him, he recently released a new video for. It's called Yesterdays.
Revolutionized the modern rock soundscape by pushing punk into the mainstream. SiriusXM's Lithium congratulates 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Green Day.
Really? Putting Green Day in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, huh? Sure. Sure. Why not? Everyone around here was so pissed when Green Day got big. I still think about, whenever I think about Green Day, there was this, I think of when they played at my high school, all the fucking jocks and fucking dipshits, just fucking assholes, like, tried to start a mosh pit, and it was just, I remember this little kid who was, like, just this little preppy kid trying to be in this mosh pit, and he was just, like, frail. It just looked like he was gonna get fucking broken. And it was, like, it was the weakest pit I've ever seen, bruh. Can't believe I just said that. But that's what it was. And that's, when I think about Green Day, I think about the weakest pit I've ever seen, bruh. Also, potentially, the first pit I'd ever seen, bruh. But and that was before they were, like, Dookie didn't come out until after I was out of high school. So it was when they were still, you know, small enough to where they would have played a high school. And they played in Petaluma pretty regularly, being from Berkeley and all that. I want someone to start a podcast with me. I want someone to, like, try to educate me. The same way Analyze Fish is Harris Whittles trying to convince Scott Aukerman that Fish is a good band. I want someone to do that with me for Radiohead. Attempt to convince me that Radiohead isn't total fucking shit. Because I'm pretty sure Radiohead is total fucking shit. And I cannot figure out why they are fucking so revered. I want someone who is a rational fan of Radiohead to sit me down and go, alright, look, here's what they did that was different and revolutionary. Like, just something that, like, I'm not trying to come away to like it, but someone to go, like, no, here's why this, like, no one was doing this at this time. Or something, like, I don't know what the fucking hook is. Why the fuck do people like Radiohead? Radiohead's fucking terrible. The podcast. That'll be the name of the podcast. Radiohead is fucking terrible, : the podcast. No, man, Kid A, you need to really listen to it, or fucking whatever, now. I will go into it attempting to be open-minded, but also with the attitude of, oh, Radiohead, I guess that one song is okay. And that's about it. POD. Oh, we inadvertently listened to a lot of POD. And that's going to be the last song we hear this morning. It's kind of a bummer, but here we go. All right, I'll see you guys later. Have a good Tuesday.